Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One.
On a cold, windy day in January 1969, the Beatles stepped out onto the rooftop of a building in central London and began one of the most legendary live performances ever. The idea for the concert was born while a film crew was making a documentary about the band, who were recording their last album. It was decided that the film should end with a live rooftop performance. Shortly after it started, in response to over 30 complaints about the noise, the police arrived and the band were forced to stop playing. As the event had not been announced to the public, and the internet age was still to come, not many people managed to witness the band make history. Those lucky few who did will cherish the memory forever.
Two. It was the 3rd of June, 2002. Brian May, the lead guitarist of the band Queen, was due to perform a concert in celebration of the Golden Jubilee of Queen Elizabeth II. It was decided he would do something out of the ordinary. He gave an amazing guitar performance of the national anthem, God Save the Queen, on the roof of Buckingham Palace. While playing high above the city, he was accompanied by an orchestra far below. The event was broadcast live to millions around the world. Afterwards, May said that while he was up on the roof, he felt as if he were on the edge of a cliff, and now he would never be afraid of anything again. 3.
On a chilly evening in February 2012, the Irish band U2 took to the roof of the BBC building in London to sing their best-known hits and some new songs, much to the delight of the people gathered below. The BBC reported that there were as many as 5,000 onlookers. The police had to close a number of streets and divert traffic, as masses of fans turned up and started dancing, clapping and singing along. The band's performance reminded fans of the occasion more than 20 years before when U2 played on the rooftop of a Los Angeles store.
4. During Queen Elizabeth II's Diamond Jubilee in 2012, Buckingham Palace was transformed by some very clever lighting and amazing visuals. It was all thanks to the London band called Madness. The band climbed up to the roof of the royal residence to sing some of their hits, and their performance was accompanied by a spectacular light show. Thousands of people watching the event from the comfort of their homes took to social media to congratulate the band on their amazing performance. The British monarch spent a few minutes talking to the band after they had finished playing and come down from the roof. The Queen said she was pleasantly surprised that things had worked out so well.
5.
The opening of the O2 Arena in London was a game-changing moment for the British live events industry. Among the many key musical events the arena has hosted so far was a Bon Jovi concert on its roof in 2010. Reaching the top of the structure proved to be a challenge for the musicians, who had to be helped by trained mountaineers. The band performed their songs in windy weather on a temporary stage located in the middle of the domed roof. From the opening chords to the final fireworks display, the concert was amazing.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
1.
On a cold, windy day in January 1969, the Beatles stepped out onto the rooftop of a building in central London and began one of the most legendary live performances ever. The idea for the concert was born while a film crew was making a documentary about the band, who were recording their last album. It was decided that the film should end with a live rooftop performance. Shortly after it started, in response to over 30 complaints about the noise, the police arrived and the band were forced to stop playing. As the event had not been announced to the public, and the internet age was still to come, not many people managed to witness the band make history. Those lucky few who did will cherish the memory forever.
Two. It was the 3rd of June, 2002. Brian May, the lead guitarist of the band Queen, was due to perform a concert in celebration of the Golden Jubilee of Queen Elizabeth II. It was decided he would do something out of the ordinary. He gave an amazing guitar performance of the national anthem, God Save the Queen, on the roof of Buckingham Palace. While playing high above the city, he was accompanied by an orchestra far below. The event was broadcast live to millions around the world. Afterwards, May said that while he was up on the roof, he felt as if he were on the edge of a cliff, and now he would never be afraid of anything again. 3.
On a chilly evening in February 2012, the Irish band U2 took to the roof of the BBC building in London to sing their best-known hits and some new songs, much to the delight of the people gathered below. The BBC reported that there were as many as 5,000 onlookers. The police had to close a number of streets and divert traffic, as masses of fans turned up and started dancing, clapping and singing along. The band's performance reminded fans of the occasion more than 20 years before when U2 played on the rooftop of a Los Angeles store.
4. During Queen Elizabeth II's Diamond Jubilee in 2012, Buckingham Palace was transformed by some very clever lighting and amazing visuals. It was all thanks to the London band called Madness. The band climbed up to the roof of the royal residence to sing some of their hits, and their performance was accompanied by a spectacular light show. Thousands of people watching the event from the comfort of their homes took to social media to congratulate the band on their amazing performance. The British monarch spent a few minutes talking to the band after they had finished playing and come down from the roof. The Queen said she was pleasantly surprised that things had worked out so well. 5.
The opening of the O2 Arena in London was a game-changing moment for the British live events industry. Among the many key musical events the arena has hosted so far was a Bon Jovi concert on its roof in 2010. Reaching the top of the structure proved to be a challenge for the musicians, who had to be helped by trained mountaineers. The band performed their songs in windy weather on a temporary stage located in the middle of the domed roof. From the opening chords to the final fireworks display, the concert was amazing.